Well, if you're like me, your social media feed all weekend was full of sadness on the passing of Ruth Bader Ginsburg and gratitude for all of her accomplishments. The U.S. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg died on Friday in her home in Washington. She was 87 years old and is being celebrated as an outstanding champion of women's rights. Woot, woot. Lori Lee Oates, well, she studied women's rights under Canadian constitutional law. One of her areas of expertise, though, is political science and gender policy. That makes two areas of expertise. She joins us live by phone right now. Good morning, Ms. Oates.
Good morning.
So women belong in all places where decisions are made. That's one of the quotes attributed to Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Bader Ginsburg. So how would you best describe her contribution to the women's movement?
Well, she was an extremely important justice from the perspective of women's rights. She founded the ACLU Women's Rights Project, and she was, you know, arguably the leading gender rights lawyer for a generation, and won several landmark cases before the Supreme Court of the United States on gender rights. And she had this kind of interesting way of going about it, whereas she would take these cases on and fight for men's rights, but she actually created this very impressive network of precedents and legal decisions that were actually very good for women.
And what do you think her lasting legacy will be?
Well, she was very unique for Supreme Court justice in the sense that, there were movies made about her, right? She was the notorious RBG. She was known by her initials. She had this millennial cult following. There were hashtags about her. She really achieved this kind of rock star status for Supreme Court justice, which was kind of unprecedented, even in the United States, where their judges operate in this kind of highly politicized environment. They're very well known. People, protest at the steps of the Supreme Court. But even in that highly politicized environment, she was unique in kind of how she was known to the world.
And I noticed there from New York, someone tweeted a picture of the Fearless Girl statue that accompanies, well, it was a kamikaze artwork initially, but it has received approval. It's right next to the bull on Wall Street, the Fearless Girl in bronze. Someone's added like a collar to the statue. So needless to say, I guess this was one of her trademarks. But how will you remember her?
Well, the thing that immediately occurred to me, I thought about the day that Bill Clinton announced that he was nominating her back in 1993, and I was, an undergraduate student at that point, just kind of getting interested in the issue of women and the law. And when he introduced her, like she was this very tiny woman. She spoke in a very unassuming way. She talked about her granddaughter in nursery school. So she wasn't the traditional canon of Supreme Court justice because we weren't used to seeing women in those roles at that point in history. Right? Sandra Day O'Connor had been the only woman to fill that role. So I think about how she didn't really come across like a Supreme Court justice. But in retrospect, it's just because we weren't used to seeing women filling those roles. And she went on to prove herself as someone who just packed this incredible legal punch. So I think that's what I'll remember most about her, how she was so powerful, despite the fact that she came across in such an unassuming way.
And now Trump is signaling that he's actually going to replace her with another female. What's the significance for who President Trump will choose?
Well, I think the best way to describe the American political system right now in legal terms is this is a tangle. So he said he is going to nominate a woman, but it's very clear that he is going to nominate a woman who is not pro-choice. And this will be the kind of the first time in a very long time. I don't know if it's ever happened before that there's been six conservative justices on the American Supreme Court. So that opens up a lot of opportunities to swing American public policy in a very conservative direction. And of course, he's also appointed a lot of lower court judges who are conservative. And we have the fact that the American Supreme Court could be deciding the American election in a very short order, right? This is not expected to be an election that will go through without hiccups, particularly because of the time that it's going to take to count the mail-in ballots. So a number of interesting things are going to play out in the American political system in the coming months.
So is he expected to replace her before the election?
Well, we can be sure that he's going to try and that Republicans are going to try. Mitch McConnell is going to try. But Mitch McConnell has other considerations right now, too, not the least of which is that a number of Republican senators are in tight races. And this might not be the most popular thing for them to do, particularly at a time when, I mean, Trump is not in any position to win the American election if it was held today. He's just too far behind in too many states right now. Right. So in a lot of ways, he's very much a lame duck president. If Democrats can swing at least three Republicans their way in a Senate vote, then, you know, this approval will not happen.
So clearly you are not a Trump supporter, Dr. Oates. I'd also like to ask, too, about the situation in Canada with Supreme Court justices, because I know, okay, obviously in the United States, it is a life oath until death do you part from the position. What do we do here in Canada? Is there a retirement age?
Judge is an appointment for life. And there's an argument that Ruth Bader Ginsburg perhaps should have retired when, say, Obama was the president and there was a Democratic Congress and she could have been replaced by a Democrat who could have stayed there for 20 years. But, I mean, basically, it's kind of once you get that position, you're in a kind of a very unencumbered position. It's kind of yours to take or leave until you are no longer healthy enough to do it.
And she held on.
She did indeed.
Oh, I thank you so much for speaking with the VOCM Morning Show about the legacy of Supreme Court Justice in the United States who passed on Friday. That's Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Thank you.